Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Saturday night. Hard to believe. Halfway through the weekend already. I hope everybody's having a good day today and had a good day so far. Weather was just incredibly beautiful. I was out today for a bit, took a long drive, and there were a lot of people out, I'll tell you, all over the place. And I lost count after seeing so many mixed groups of people arm in arm. I saw a group of probably no less than 23, 24 kids, probably in the 13, 14, 15-year-old range, all on their bikes congregating in the parking lot of one of the middle schools. And I couldn't believe it. I really just couldn't. I just actually pulled up in the lot for a minute and just tried to stare them down for a minute. And within a couple of minutes, they took off, but they were still arm in arm, punching each other, you know, playing like kids should play. I mean, this would be a beautiful sight any other time. But unfortunately, it's not these days, you know. Even when I watch a movie or something over the last couple of days, when I see people sitting in a restaurant and all these people hanging out together, it seems like I'm watching something from another planet. You know, it seems so foreign at this point. And I know there's a lot of people who probably feel the same way. So I guess with all the, if your phones and stuff are set for notifications from news, you're getting a lot of blips with a lot of weird news in the last 24 to 48 hours. And when I'm talking about that, if it's not how the seriousness of this pandemic is serious enough, you're getting insanity from the federal government. And it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican, whatever your belief is, listening to this madness by our leader is beyond belief. Beyond belief. If you didn't like him before, if you didn't understand him before, he's nobody that has any kind of heart or sympathy for people who are scared shitless, excuse the language. There's so many people right now that are frightened. They're frightened. And they don't need to turn to somebody like him or a specific news organization that rhymes with Mox that has a bunch of people on there that are just as insane. I guess when you're, you know, living in your, you know, $400,000, you know, mansion or condo, and you have people that do everything for you every day, and that's what a lot of these newscasters' lives are like. Because when you're working in the news organization, you work 20 hours a day. So there's no other choice but to have help with your food and with your car and the driver. I guess they're oblivious to the fact that there are homeless people on the street right now who have no place to go. And they're squeezed inside a bus or maybe, you know, somebody donated a shed or a trailer. But they're not distancing. They can't. I mean, they can, but they're not able to. So, you know, it's just interesting that I'm just telling everybody out there, try not to buy into some of the news that's happening right now. Stick to the facts. Stick to the reports from our governor in the state of Washington. Stick to a briefing by Mario Cuomo's, you know, pardon me. Andrew Cuomo, the governor, Mario Cuomo, the newscaster's brother. It's really, really important. And by the way, I'm wrong. That's Chris Cuomo is the newscaster. Mario Cuomo, rest in peace, was his dad. And Andrew Cuomo is the older brother who's the governor of New York. He's just, you know, he's a pretty smart guy, but he has the thing that I like the most about him is that he has a heart. Just don't get scared by all this other stuff. It's not great. The situation is not great. but we can manage it if we just keep doing what we're doing, not going to the beach because somebody thinks that things are better, like in Florida, where it was absolutely obscene to see how many people were on that beach today, arm in arm, next to each other, throwing balls around, bumping into each other, while people every single day are dying because of this awful thing that's happening. And we had another one pass away in Washington State today, and some new reported cases. 14 new cases, actually, in the last 24 hours, and another person passing away. And we're doing fairly okay compared to a lot of other places. The governor has basically said that there's no way that May 4th is going to be an opening day for anybody at this point. And people are getting mad. They're protesting in different cities right now, even in California. But if you look at the protesters, you'll see familiar decorations. You'll see a lot of red hats, if you know what I'm saying. You'll see a lot of stereotypical people who just, you know, every part of their body is covered with an American flag, which God bless them, but for all the wrong reasons. Now, listen, I don't blame anybody for being cooped up inside and being afraid, because small business fund is done. It only got to maybe 30% of the businesses that really need it, because a lot of the money went to the airlines and other places. And by the way, these are facts, by the way. When I say something on here, I'm reading it from my notes of doing the research I did during the day today. So there's tension there. The unemployment situation, you know, some people are getting their checks, but most people aren't yet. Decisions are taking longer. Stimulus checks, same thing. Some people got them. I was happy to hear about that for a few people, but many haven't, supposedly by the middle of this week, hopefully. If you didn't take some of the steps that I talked to you guys about over the last couple of weeks to make sure that you got certain things in order so you're able to get those, then tomorrow or, you know, as soon as possible is the time to start doing that. There's a few steps you have to take for stimulus checks. You have to go to the IRS website and make sure that everything is in order. You can actually look up your name and see what the status of yours is and if there's anything they need from you. And as far as unemployment, you can be ready to dial that phone 1 minute to 8 on Monday morning and hope for the best. They've actually changed all the numbers again because they've gotten overloaded. So now you sometimes have to get routed through 2 or 3 phone calls with the hopes of maybe getting through to somebody. But I'm not trying to initiate a panic. I'm just saying, please don't take that stuff for granted. There's only 2 weeks left, less than 2 weeks before the end of the month, and rent is due. And, you know, if you can somehow manage to pay your rent and at least keep the, you know, your house or your living situation secure, the power companies, the phone companies, the cable companies are all giving people a little bit more time with no late charges to pay their bills. So you have a little bit of leeway there. Concentrate on trying to get your rent together. That's the most important thing. Spend the first almost 9 minutes of tonight just giving you the hard facts and just, you know, just tomorrow is kind of just like today. Just keep it simple. Stay inside as much as possible. I think I'm really, really going tonight also because one of my good fellow coworkers, who we haven't worked together, he moved back to Seattle about 2 months ago. But him and I worked side by side for 15 hours a day for a long time. And I keep in touch with him pretty regularly. And he called me today to let me know that he's COVID positive. He's had to separate from his partner and their kids. And he's in a hotel that was set up by the state of Washington in Seattle for just that isolation period so they don't take up beds in the hospital. We talked for quite a while today, and he's got, he's got the symptoms that everybody talks about. He's got the burning in his nose and no sense of smell. He's got the fever. He's got the shakes. And he's got total exhaustion. And he's a young guy. He's in his mid to late 30s, I believe. But he has severe asthma. So hope everybody out there could just say a little prayer for my friend. Just send him some love. So I'm a little off today. I'm a little off because after we had that conversation, I needed to get out and take a drive. And during that drive, I just noticed so many people who were wearing masks and doing the right thing. But I also noticed, unfortunately, different groups of people at different places that were not paying attention to anything. And in fact, I even had that sort of situation happen because I did have to make a stop at the stores, two stores tonight. And I went into the first store and I was the only person in there. And then suddenly a gentleman comes dashing in, about the same age as me, no mask, no gloves, just running in. And he, with the whole giant store, he ends up having to get something right off the shelf where I was, like a foot away. And I looked at him, I said, excuse me. He just looked at me like I was from another planet. So I moved over as fast as possible and got out of the way. So I go to the cash register to pay. The guy is not even waiting in the normal place. He's 2 feet in back of me again. And, you know, I don't want to be a nutcase, but, you know, it took me 15 minutes to get all my stuff on before I went into the store to get some orange juice, you know. All right, then I leave there, and I head to my second stop to pick up a pizza. And it's all set up, prepaid. The guy's going to bring it to my car. I get there, and I'm just about to, you know, get out of the car and knock on the window. And what happens? Some car pulls up. I'm not paying attention. I turn around. Who is it? It's the same guy. And he's right there again, waiting to do the same thing as I am because he came for a pickup. I said, you got to be kidding me, sir. Would you mind just stepping back until I get my stuff? I don't want to be an asshole, excuse the language, but it was just so frustrating. So, you know, this is really hard for all of us, you know. It's really hard. It's hard because we don't have to turn into jerks because we're afraid and we're scared. Just if everybody would just respect, you know, what we've been asked to do and just distance yourself a little bit. Wear a mask if you're going out in public, for heaven's sake, especially if you're going into a store. If not you, just protect yourself. All right. Anyway, I'm just in that case. Well, I hope people got a chance to see the concert today. It's actually being constantly being rebroadcast. That was the one concert that was international, organized by Lady Gaga. I saw bits and pieces. I had to see Paul McCartney. Of course, he played a very interesting, weird, jazzy version of Lady Madonna, but that was nice. The Rolling Stones actually played. That was very interesting. You know, split by four different locations. They were kind of like Charlie Watts, the drummer, was playing drums to the song that they did. I think it's You Can't Always Get What You Want is what they played. And it was kind of sounded pretty good, but there was a bass part, and I didn't see a bass player anywhere. And then Charlie Watts is playing a bunch of cardboard boxes, but they sound like real drums. And I was watching his hands, and, you know, he was playing along with it, but there were a couple of times that I don't know. But it was good to see them, and I was glad to see. It was just kind of low-key. It wasn't as glamorous. Well, some of these artists were, like, in these palatial mansions, you can tell. Beautiful sound systems, dressed makeup artists. I mean, I'm sorry. I liked some of the people I saw that were in sweatshirts and not clean shaven and had their hair was a little messed up, and they sang beautiful music. There were some really good highlights, though. Boy, I know if people are listening to me right now, you're probably thinking I'm just such a sarcastic, upset kind of person, and I apologize for that. I'm in kind of a wacky mood. It's getting hard to do what we're all doing right now. I miss being able to be close to somebody else and be able to, you know, tell stories and pat each other on the back, hug here, hug there. European kiss on the cheek, you know, all that stuff. I have a friend, she's really hurting. She's really going through a lot of pain. And normally when I see her, I try to, you know, rub her feet a little bit and help her neck. You know, she's got some things going on, and she doesn't take any kind of medication or anything. She does her exercise and stuff. But when I see her, I like to give her a little help. And I feel so bad because I can't really do it on a regular basis, you know. Anyway, poor me. All right, so onward and upward. As I said, the weather is going to continue to be beautiful. And tonight, literally about 25 minutes after the show, exactly 10:02. If you have a minute to go outside, it's a beautiful, clear night. It couldn't be any better. So two things are happening. You're going to get the light, the comets, so you'll see some shooting stars as it gets later. But even better tonight is the Starlink satellite trail. That's going to start happening about 2 minutes after 10. It's going to last for between 6 and 25 minutes. Last time it was supposed to be 6 minutes. It lasted for 25. So what you need to do is you need to look in the west. Now, if you have a compass on your phone, you have Siri, just say, Siri, open my compass. If you're using an iPhone, you'll get that west. And it's dead west tonight, not southwest. And it's right above the horizon, about 35 degrees. You're going to see those satellites start coming, and they're going to head to the northeast. So, therefore, if you've got a clear spot and you're looking west, they'll kind of fly over you at an angle and head towards the northeastern sky. And I'm telling you, it's a real amazing thing. If you get a chance, when the show ends, you'll have a little bit of time to grab something to drink, to wash your hands, of course, and maybe put on a sweater if you need it, and head outside to a clearing where, you know, you could see this stuff. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. It's really something. And it's only happening a couple more times at this visibility. We've got some satellite sightings happening over the next week, actually, but the weather's going to change about midweek next week. Tonight is a gift. Last night, I was trying to see it, but unfortunately, there was too much cloud. It was about 4:30 in the morning. But this is really just some kind of a special thing, at least for me. When I see it, I kind of get really quiet. I look at the sky, and all of a sudden, I see these moving objects, and I don't know, all of a sudden, I feel really calm. I kind of have some hope. Hopefully the intentions of these satellites, supposedly this, were supposed to give people better internet, more communications. I don't know. They could be doing other things too. With everything that's going on right now, it really does feel like we're in a science fiction movie. I don't know about you guys, but I've been having some pretty crazy dreams. You know, not too scary, but sometimes scary. And I have a friend that usually dreams a lot, and they been pretty quiet. But last night, what we do sometimes is we dial each other's number, and we just kind of lay the phone next to us when we're going to sleep, and we're able to just kind of talk a little bit and then hear each other breathing. It's almost like having somebody close by. Normally, I would have the dogs, but right now, unfortunately, the dogs are no longer with us, with me. Lost two of them this year, sadly. I'm kind of the godfather of a few other dogs, and I had one visiting me the other day, and I'm hoping I'm going to have an overnight guest for a couple of days in the next few days. And so most of what I was hearing is the dog snoring through the phone. And but what happened was, I guess we all fell asleep, and suddenly I wake up, somebody screaming, get the trees, hurry up and get the trees. I'm going, what the heck is that? Well, hello, get the trees. And then silence completely. I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to wake that person up. But then they must have gone back to sleep. I started hearing the breathing and that sort of thing. And then when I talked about it, hours later, in the early morning when we spoke on the phone, they said they didn't remember anything. I said, wow, man, that was really something. It scared the heck out of me. I was like 2 inches away from throwing on the old slippers and the mask and jumping in the car and taking a drive to make sure that person was okay and not being abducted by trees. That's what it sounded like. Anyway, so just interesting talking and talking and more talking. Well, anyway, I hope you guys get a chance to catch that replay of the concert. It's great. They're not asking for any money during the show. It's all about just, the whole concert was geared towards just recognizing the hard medical people who are working, first responders, the people in the grocery stores and the delivery people and the people who feed the homeless and are putting themselves on the line every day. There was tons of testimonials and beautiful music. You know, everybody you can think of was playing, and there were some very special moments, and hopefully you'll be able to do that. I think it was calming, and it was a reality check on so many levels, you know. And that's where my initial opening in my conversation came from in the beginning of this broadcast, because I just want people to understand that it's been hard, I know, but patience is important. let's get through another week or two, maybe three, and do the right thing and be careful, because it can happen to anybody. My good friend is laying in a holding area, having his temperature taken every hour, and hopefully he's going to be okay. He's a young guy. He's one of the best cooks and best workers I ever worked with. I love working with him. And I missed him when he left, so luckily we stayed in touch. And he's been working nonstop with his brother. That's why he left. He went back down south and helped his brother with a new restaurant venture. And they were always sending me pictures. And they'd say, Stuardo, come down, help us. And I would, but it was 2 hours there and 2 hours back. And then I thought about it for doing a day or two a week. He said I could stay with him. And then all of a sudden, all this other stuff happened. So anyway, so thinking of my friend there and hoping he's okay. Anyway, so tomorrow will be Sunday. It's hard to imagine that 1 week since Easter has happened, and tomorrow will be an interesting day too. The weather's supposed to be pretty nice, and I'm hoping that everybody will be able to safely get outside for a little bit. I'm really glad to hear about people's gardens and people, you know, they're getting their gardens going, and I'm still getting little clips of pictures from some of the people who built those garden boxes I talked about in pretty much my first show. By the way, this is show number 52 of this series. I didn't even send off any whistles when we hit show 50 a couple of days ago, but I'm excited. 52 shows, and they're all available archive-wise, and it's interesting to listen to them and to hear the progression. Now, also on the Foodomania site, there's another 65 shows that I've done over the last several years, but evidently they're there, but there's a lock on the content because there was some kind of a rule about when you, because I remember everybody, I took a hiatus for a couple of months, and I guess they have this thing, if you're not active for 90 days, and I never knew this, then your shows get frozen, then you have to go through some kind of a process to retrieve them. And there were a lot of incredible shows. Now, I do have recordings of most of them, so all I have to do is kind of turn them into MP3 files and reload them into my my setup here in the studio for the show. So they're not totally lost, and some of them are just really great, and I'm hoping we'll get a chance to play some of those for you. Anyway, that's the story, Morning Glory. I'm really excited about the feedback that we're getting on the show, and thank you everybody for listening and being part of it. And tomorrow we hopefully we'll have another visit from Ms. Rhonda E. And she'll have some interesting stories as she normally does on Sunday mornings. And that's about it. So I'm just hoping everybody has a really good night. I think we'll play a little bit of music right now before we close it down. And I don't know, I think this one's really appropriate in honor of Bill Withers, who we lost a couple of weeks ago, but I think this song really says it all. And as far as, you know, what they're saying, as far as Lean on Me, I think it's important to be able to, how do I say this? Important to not lean on people physically. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. All right, here we go.
Sometimes in
Thank you for that music, because it really is so true. So darn true. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. I hope that you have a really good rest of the night. Be safe. Love your family. Put your arms around the ones that you're able to be quarantined with, and make a Skype or a FaceTime call to the ones that you're separated from, and just let them know how much you love them. And our tradition now has been going out at the end of the show with a Holly song called Look Through Any Window, dedicated to all of us that have to see our loved ones through a pane of glass right now. And I wonder if the Hollies had any idea about what was going to happen today when they wrote this song 54 years ago. All right, this is Chef Stewardo. If you need to get in touch with me, you can write me at Chef Stewardo. That's C-H-E, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O. ChefStewardo@hotmail.com. And give me some feedback. Let me know what I can do for you, whether it be a recipe or some assistance or some information I can find for you. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll be back on the air at 10 a.m. See you then.